And as we just heard, he will not be stopping in Kenya. But Secretary of State Rice is, with this message to Kenya's leaders, end the violence and make a full return to democracy. That's what former UN head Kofi Annan has been trying to do for 3 weeks. And today he may be able to show some results. Today he announced that the two sides, the president's party and the opposition party, have reached an agreement calling for a review of the disputed vote in Kenya. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton has the latest.
This agreement is not the full political power-sharing deal Kofi Annan had hoped for this week, but it's a start and a sign of some progress after weeks of bloodletting and ethnic turmoil in Kenya. Apart from a new constitution addressing the issue of the flawed presidential vote and the possibility of fresh elections, also reportedly on the negotiating table is a South African-style Justice and Reconciliation Commission. This would be to investigate ethnic killings and alleged police brutality. More than 1,000 Kenyans have lost their lives since December's contested election results, and more than 500,000 have been driven from their homes. Negotiations to end the crisis are set to resume on Monday, the day the U.S. Secretary of State is expected here in Nairobi. Condoleezza Rice will be carrying a tough message from President Bush to Kenya's leaders that there must be an immediate halt to the violence, a full return to democracy, and justice for the victims of abuse. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Nairobi.